Medals before mental health is one of the failings highlighted in a report critical of Cycling New Zealand and High Performance New Zealand. The independent 100-plus page review released today was commissioned after the suspected suicide of Olympic cyclist Olivia Podmore last year. It suggests Cycling New Zealand's high-performance model is broken and fails to make athlete welfare a priority. The report calls for culture change and makes a raft of recommendations, including greater transparency and accountability, particularly around selection processes, a move away from the male-dominated coaching environment, a rethink of the funding model, and the establishment of a strong, independently funded body representing athlete interests. And it recommends a move away from centralising its elite athletes in Cambridge, away from family support and other professional opportunities. This is the second critical report into the organisation's. A 2018 review highlighted a culture of bullying, poor behaviour and dysfunction. Joining us now is Olivia Podmore's mum, Ninka Middleton. Kia ora.
Hello.
The very first recommendation in this report, you will have spotted her, I'm sure, straight away, is that Cycling New Zealand and High Performance take responsibility for unresolved trauma that many people have suffered. Have they taken that responsibility, do you think?
Yeah, they did. I was impressed with their media release this afternoon. They do seem sincere in wanting to address those issues, so hopefully they can deliver on that.
What more would you need to see from them?
I don't know about what more, but I think, you know, athletes have evolved over the years. It's changed. They don't need mollycoddling. But I think, yeah, they certainly need to actually just deliver on them rather than just be talking about it.
What for you were the biggest takeaways from this report?
The biggest takeaways is that, they basically do seem to be acknowledging, you know, not totally acknowledging what's happening, but, they do seem to be acknowledging that there does need to be change and that there's certainly things that they can be doing a lot better.
For you, what would be the most significant thing that they need to change?
Obviously, athlete wellness. Just obviously because that's our main topic of interest, athlete wellness. And that the athlete should just be able to focus more on what they're good at doing and not be caught up in other matters that aren't their doing, or things like their employment and work and what have you.
So better funding?
Better funding, absolutely,
Because some of them spoke about the fact they had insufficient money to, pay for proper nutrition. They were balancing long training hours against working. Didn't sound particularly like a healthy environment.
No, it's pretty hard to survive. And they are clever at surviving because they're all obviously smart people. But, it's certainly a challenge they could do without, so they can focus just on their sport and what they're good at.
Some of the athletes used these words to describe how they were feeling at times: powerless, judged, controlled, disconnected, insulted, neglected and confused. Did you recognise those feelings?
Hugely. Hugely. A lot of that was echoed with what Olivia was going through. A lot to do with the boys' club in a male-dominated environment. They just, need some more ladies up there would be good. But you don't want the pendulum to swing too far the other way, but it would certainly help make a bit more balance.
So what did you think in seeing that other people had those feelings as well?
It's good to hear that it's not just us, having those concerns. And it's not, like Olivia was quite, she was quite a robust sort of person and confident, so it was just good to hear that other athletes were, had those same concerns.
What do you think about the Cambridge model, right, where it was supposed to be set up as a centre for excellence, and in some ways it's the complete opposite?
Correct, I think they just need to look at a lot more flexibility, which they seem to be doing, just a lot more some athletes thrive in being in a centralised area, whereas other athletes certainly is more beneficial and obviously a lot more economic for them to be with their families if they can be.
So what would you like to see there then?
Just flexibility around, that some athletes do want to live up there and can survive up there, whereas it is going to be better for other athletes to be at home.
A lack of transparency was identified, particularly around selection and carding and concerns over favouritism, right? And moving the goalposts, telling athletes you need to do X, Y and Z, and then when they do it, you then tell them that they need to do something else.
What
does that kind of uncertainty do to people?
Obviously makes them really unsure, because when you're an athlete, that's your sole focus. You don't have any other options. And when you're under the Bike NZ umbrella, that is your employee. So it's not like you work for another company, and if you don't like what they're doing or if it's not working for you, you don't have any other options.
The report basically calls for a complete flip in their mantra, right?
Yes.
Prioritise the person first, and then the athlete will follow.
Yeah.
Do you think they can make that flip?
I just have faith that they will, and I just hope that they do, because I think, you know, one death is too many, I would have thought.
It's the second report, right? First one, some people described it as a box-ticking exercise.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. But it was clear that they hadn't, you know, addressed the changes or the recommendations that needed to be made, or I don't believe we'd be in this position today.
Really appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us this evening. That's Ninka Middleton, who is Olivia Podmore's mum. Sports and Recreation Minister Grant Robertson has apologised to Olivia Podmore's family too. The minister acknowledged the hurt Olivia's relatives are dealing with publicly for a second time following her death last August. As minister in charge, he says he's determined to see change, adding there's no trade-off between high performance and well-being.
We have had a number of reports in recent years into various sports where athletes from grassroots to elite level have been let down by the system in one way or another. We must do better and we must change. Protecting and enhancing the integrity of our sports systems is a priority for me as Minister. I'll have more to say in the coming weeks on how we will ensure that there is independent protection and a level of integrity across the system to ensure that all those involved are safe, competing on a level playing field and feel included.